If he's not the greatest Russian composer of all time, he's certainly the most liked Russian composer. He is, of course, Mr. Tchaikovsky. Now, as I'm sure you all know, he lived about 100 years ago and he wrote all kinds of music. He wrote symphonies, he wrote ballets and operas. But today we're going to deal with his great piano concerto. Well, now we all know what a piano is, but what's a concerto? Well, it's simply a piece of music for orchestra with a very important part for the piano to play. It works out really as a kind of dialogue or argument between the piano on one hand and the orchestra on the other hand. There's an introduction just before the tune starts in the Tchaikovsky piano concerto, played by the orchestra. It goes like this. First, we hear the piano playing the accompaniment for the tune. Big chords like this. Big sounding chords. That's the accompaniment. Then the violins and the cellos play the famous tune over the accompanying piano chords. Listen. Next, the orchestra plays the accompanying chords while the piano goes a little mad playing the tune. In fact, goes really mad at the end. Listen. Lastly, the tune is played by all the strings together in unison, while the piano is going berserk playing the accompanying chords as loud as he possibly can. Ah, this is a great tune, Mr. Tchaikovsky. Great tune altogether.